Hasta la vista, baby.
You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. Had kind of a mellow, maybe a little blissful episode for you this morning. That one there, group out of Melbourne, Australia, Hate Rock. That's HTRK, apparently pronounced Hate Rock. That's from their new record, Psychic 9 to 5 Club, released on Ghostly International, follow-up to their record from a few years back, Work, Work, Work. And the duo, it's now a duo after their third member passed away not too long ago. That track was called Give It Up. Got a very mellow show, like I mentioned before. We got some stuff coming up from John Porras of Barn Owl, new one from Thrill Jockey, from him, a reissue on Spectrum Spools of Donato Dazzi. New one from Cohen Holtkamp, Jonas Reinhardt. Great new tape on the Not Not Fun label from a little group from Edinburgh called Magic Eye. Newish duo with Mike Connolly and his wife Tara, Mike Connolly of Wolf Eyes. Their duo is called Clay Rendering. We got a little track from their recent 12-inch. New one from Christina Vansu. New one from Local Act Connecticut. He's playing a great show tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But first up here, this is another Scottish producer. We have a bunch of them in the show today. Just kind of happened to work out that way. This guy here is called Loops Haunt. It's got an album called Exits, released on Black Acre Records. And this track here is called Elm Tonal. You're listening to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. On Tuesday, May 6th at the Rio Theater, CITR is proud to partner up with the Doxa Documentary Festival to present Come Worry With Us, a film about the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, who have been making protest folk, free jazz, and neoclassical music for over 15 years. Having intentionally opted out of the corporate music industry for the DIY alternative, their sound and political convictions are imbued with a punk rock ethos and aesthetic. The film profiles violinist Jessica Moss and singer-songwriter Ephraim Manuk, a couple who decided to bring their toddler Ezra on tour. For more information about Come Worry With Us, go to doxafestival.ca. That's doxa, spelled D-O-X-A, festival.ca.
Oh my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
We tune into the Pop Drones show. Last track there was Peter Manerfelt, who's actually a producer who's done some stuff with Fever Ray and Roll the Dice in the past. He's got a great solo record there called Lines Describing a Circle, just released on Digitalis. And that song that we heard is of the same title. Dollhouse before that with Active Discovering from their new 12-inch Visibility is a Trap. They're on that's on Blackest Ever Black and a follow-up to their 10-inch from about a year and a half ago. They are also a Scottish duo like the producer that we heard at the top of that set, Loops Haunt, with Elam Tonal and his LP Exits just released on Black Acre. Right now, we've got a piece here from John Porras, probably best known as one half of guitar drone duo Barn Owl. Great new record on Thrill Jockey called Light Divide. This is a follow-up to his album from probably getting close to 2 years now, Aurilla Oscura. This track here is called Apeiron. You're listening to the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9.
On Saturday, April 19th, from 1 to 7 p.m., CITR and CJSF will be broadcasting live for Record Store Day, featuring performances and interviews at Red Cat, Vinyl, Neptune, and Beat Street Records. For more information, go to citr.ca.
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theatre, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was from local producer Connecticut with his new album, A Small Town by the Sea. Just released on CD, but will be released on vinyl in the coming weeks. By Agu Records. That track there was called 74 Guitars, and you can check out his live set tomorrow at the Remington Gallery. That's Thursday, alongside Nervous Operator, Hierarchies, Colonizer, and all the way from Poland, Piotr Kierik will be playing as well. Show starts at 9:30 for that one. Should be a good one. Last track we heard before that was Nanado with Your Sketch from a cassette of the same name that was released on Astro Dynamics. He is from Russia and has actually released a bunch of records under the name Lenta, including a couple split 12 inches, including one with Huerco S on Software. John Porras starting off that set with Apeiron from his LP Light Divide, and that was released on Thrill Jockey. Right now we've got a new one here from the Spectrum Spools label, somewhat new anyways. There was a couple cassettes released on a short-lived label called Aquaplano back in about 2008 and 2009, and sold out right away, and the tape's kind of been hard to come by, fetching a lot of money on Discogs. It's a collaborative release between Donato Dazzi and Newell. Donato Dazzi, we've played on the show here in the past. Great couple records on Spectrum Spools. We don't usually play too many reissues, but considering this one's kind of hard to find, we'll play it anyways, and not too old stuff. Anyways, the record's called The Aquaplano Sessions. It's a double LP, each LP containing the two cassettes each. And this track here is called Aquaplano 1111 Aqua 8. You're listening to Donato Dazzi and Newell on the Pop Drones Show.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
You're tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. Last track we heard there, another group from Scotland. That's a three-piece from Edinburgh, and they're called Magic Eye. They have a tape called Babylon, just released on Not Not Fun. That track there was called Holy. Jonas Reinhardt before that with their new LP, Ganymede, with the track Lock's Moon. That's just released on Constellation Tattoo, and that's actually a soundtrack to a film, and the record, when you buy it, comes with a DVD. I don't know if you're supposed to sync them up or what, but Cohen Holtkamp before that, probably best known as one half of Duo Mountains. He's got a new LP called Motion on Thrill Jockey, and that track there was called Between Visible Things. And starting off that set there was Donato Dazzi and Newell with Aquaplano 1111 Aqua 8 from their Aquaplano Sessions double LP on Spectrum Spools, a reissue of a couple tapes that the two of them did a few years back. Right now, we're going to get into a somewhat new act here. They're called Clay Rendering. It's actually the duo of Mike Connolly, probably best known for his work with Wolf Eyes, and his wife Tara. And they have a new 12-inch on Hospital Productions. It's called Waters Above Firmament. And we're going to hear a track of the same name. You're listening to Clay Rendering on the Pop Drones Show.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival discovers new forms of nonfiction film, everything from mountain gorillas to cartoon ponies and the men who love them, with a special spotlight program, Secrets and Lies, that examines the art of deception. The festival is happening May 2nd to 11th. For more information, go to www.doxafestival.ca.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show, getting ready to sign off. Run down what we just played, though. Killing Sound, before that, trio of members from Bristol's Young Echo Collective played a little chunk of that, a little more upbeat piece in the last week's show. But they have a double 12-inch on Blackest Ever Black, self-titled. That track there was called Eight Methods. Christina Vansu, before that, with a track from her second LP, cleverly titled Number 2, released on Cranky. That track was actually called Vancouver Island Quartet. I tried to do a little research on that, and I couldn't find any actual correlation with with a real quartet from Vancouver Island, but played that piece because of the namesake there. She's half of Dead Texan, a duo with Adam Wiltsy, who is part of the Stars of the Lid, and he's a big part on this album here, engineering final mixes, and I think even playing on the record there. Clay Rendering, before that, the duo of Wolf Eyes, Mike Connolly, and his wife, Tara. And that's from their second 12-inch Waters Above Firmament. That track was of the same name there, and that was released on Hospital Productions. One last track here for you this week. Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma, who's got a great new 10-inch on sort of a boutique label called Infinite Grayscale. This track here is called Requiem for Violin and Magnetic Tape, and taken from the 10-inch of the same name, of course. So that's the last piece we have here for you this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday with 90 minutes of new music for you. So this is Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma with Requiem for Violin and Magnetic Tape on the Pop Drones Show. Thanks for listening.